free because we won't let you do this alone. Call 1-877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
Getting to your Zen place is what Purple Haze is all about. With locations in Clemson and Williamston, they've been selected as the best place for piercing in the upstate. Purple Haze features body jewelry along with sage and crystals to bring your living space into perfect harmony. With the largest selection of glassware, Purple Haze in Clemson now offers tooth gems and piercings. Whatever it is, that girl will put a spell on you. Purple Haze, Tiger Boulevard in Clemson, Anderson Drive, Williamston.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pitbull's music.
No, the new upgraded network means you can download music faster than ever before. It doesn't mean that it will make Pitbull songs faster.
Oh, so this isn't the song.
No, this is the song.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Step up with Boost Mobile's new upgraded network. Stronger signal, faster speeds, more coverage than before. Switch and get four unlimited lines for $25 per line per month and four free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. Four-line offer requires at least one port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to one per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Anyone who builds, remodels, or repairs for a living, we know the way you work has changed. That's why Lowe's is committing today to build new ways to keep you working tomorrow. We are proud to introduce the new Lowe's for Pros job site, powered by Stream, an augmented video chat tool so you can be there for your customers without actually being there. And the cost to use? Try it free through October 31st at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. Just one of the reasons why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Services subject to Stream terms. Lowe's loyalty membership required. More terms apply.
Tula doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming at all, you better
Walt Diptula, Road Rage. We are back. I'm joined by Coach Josh Phillips. The plan was to talk NFL football. We haven't started that yet. And now I have another distraction. Josh, this is too funny. This morning, Colin Cowherd, who in recent days has been engaged in a series of social media efforts that have left Americans and actually citizens of the world shaking their collective heads, wondering what on earth this guy is talking about. This morning, he put out a list that said Colin's top five arm talents in the National Football League. And his list was 1, Russell Wilson, 2, Tom Brady, 3, Drew Brees, who, by the way, can't throw a football 30 yards, 4, Kyler Murray, and 5, Jared Goff. It left off notable arm cannons like Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers. None of those guys made the list. And Colin Cowherd has been just getting eviscerated. I mean, just torn to shreds all day long on social media. Now, in the last hour, Colin Cowherd is now coming out. Now, you know, Colin, we'll get this in a second, Josh. This dude's funny. He's now coming out and saying that it was the graphics people who made a mistake, that it wasn't supposed to be top five arm talents, that it was supposed to be Colin's top five quarterbacks who throw the most catchable balls. Okay. Well, you know what? You would think, Josh, wouldn't you, that somebody in Coward's position would have been able to get a hold of his graphics people a little bit earlier. I don't know. It's just hysterical, and this guy is getting killed every single day. Of course, that's the way the social media works, but he's getting ripped today.
Yeah, and rightfully so. From that, I always think it's fascinating when, you know, something like this comes out with the national guys, and then they have to walk it back instead of having at least the knowledge to defend what they had put out there. And obviously they couldn't, because if they had the knowledge, they would have never came up with those names to begin with.
Yep. All right, let's go. Let's get going. All right, AFC East, Josh. I think we have some agreement here, even though you are a diehard Pats fan. Well, a Pats fan. If the Patriots play the Cowboys, who are you rooting for? The Cowboys, right?
Dallas.
Yeah,
yes,
okay. All right. AFC East, Josh. I think we have some agreement here. Again, we have three wild cards to pick. So let's start with the divisions, all right? Let's just start with the AFC divisions, and we'll get to the winners, and we'll get to the wild cards in a minute. I'm going in the East. I'm going with Buffalo. You know, you want to know an amazing stat, Josh? Only five teams in the AFC had a positive scoring differential last year. Only five. That seems almost impossible, but it's still true. Now, New England was second in that group at plus 195, and Buffalo made it. They were like plus 50. So, you know, is that the non-Brady factor? Does that create some equality there? I'm going Buffalo. I'm going Buffalo to win this division. I believe in the Diggs move. You know, I thought they needed a bigger body receiver. I think Dawson Knox continues to develop at tight end. I think that defense in Buffalo is really salty. In fact, I think it's quite comparable to the Patriots' defense in terms of overall ability. There may even be a little more star power in Buffalo. You know, and obviously each team has a great cornerback in Gilmore and White. I really like that coaching staff. I really like the direction. I really like the progress of Josh Allen, and I think he's going to take a massive step forward this year. I'm going Buffalo to win that division, Josh.
Yeah, no argument. No argument on this end. I think we're going to find out how good Buffalo is in the first half of the season. You know, they've got the Rams, they've got the Titans, they've got the Chiefs. Those are three out of their first five ball games. So we're going to find out real quick how good Buffalo is. And I'm with you. When we talked last, I thought that now that Brady and company have gone to Tampa, without question, I think Buffalo is going to win this division. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
All right, Josh, in the AFC North, who do you have?
The AFC North, I've got the Baltimore Ravens. It's not even going to be close. They're going to run away with this division. The question I have is, will this division have another team come out of it that makes the playoffs? And as we go along with this discussion,
yeah, we're going to get back to
the reason.
That's
something that we'll talk about later on in the show, but Baltimore's going to run away with this division. The biggest question mark I have is, will there be another team that will make the playoffs?
Yeah, I am in love with this Baltimore team. I think this is an organization that gets it. I think top to bottom, it's one of the better organizations in football. You know, even as Ozzie Newsome sort of changed roles within that organization, they still make great draft time decisions. They know what they're doing from a personnel standpoint. They're innovative from a coaching standpoint. I liked a lot of the guys they added in the draft again. I loved the J.K. Dobbins pick to compliment Mark Ingram and give him another. I mean, this team now has J.K. Dobbins, Mark Ingram, Gus Edwards. They got hammer after hammer after hammer at running back. I also think that Brown's finally going to be healthy. You know, he had that Liz Frank injury, and when he was relatively healthy last year, or when he was healthy last year, he looked great. And yet he was still dealing with that injury to a degree. I think you're going to get a really big year out of Marquise Brown and his vertical speed off of Lamar Jackson's ability to extend plays and keep plays alive. I think Jackson gets better every time we see him, Josh. There are people who think that people are going to close the gap. They're going to start to get a book on Lamar Jackson. Good luck with that plan, because I think he gets better and better as a passer every day, and as an athlete, Josh, the guy he reminds me of is Gale Sayers. When he hits the open field, he reminds me of Gale Sayers, and I've said this for some time. And I just think that team is loaded. I think their offensive line is good. And you know, they added Patrick Queen in the draft. That fills a hole in middle linebacker. And then I think maybe the biggest addition of the whole offseason was Calais Campbell going to Baltimore for a fifth-round draft pick while the rest of the league slept. Baltimore stole him from Jacksonville as they were having a fire sale. And I still can't believe it. He's still one of the better players, one of the better defensive ends in the game. And he's a upstanding citizen. He won the whatever the award is, the NFL Good Citizen Award. I mean, that's who he is. So he's a great influence on a team as well, a great veteran presence on the team. I love this Baltimore team. I think there are going to be big problems for everybody else. They by far had the biggest plus differential of any team in the AFC last year. They were up at like 260 or something. I think they're going like 15-1, and we mentioned this briefly before, but yeah, I'm going Baltimore in the AFC North. And I personally think they'd have the best record in the AFC, but we'll talk more about that. All right, Josh, it gets tougher now. AFC South. AFC South with, you know, Houston and Tennessee and the Philip Rivers-led Colts, who have something to work with on that offensive line. Colts might have the best offensive line in football. What do you like there?
Yeah, they just might. This division was really tough for me, and I know right now, the Colts are the media darling because of the Philip Rivers acquisition. But I'm going to go with the Tennessee Titans. I really like what Vrabel has done with this club. I think they're very, very close of being able they've got to get some more perimeter vertical threats to take pressure off of Derrick Henry in that running game. But I thought they did a quiet. Now, only guys like you and me would appreciate the type of draft that they had. It wasn't a lot of flash, but it was a lot of meat. And I really liked the direction that their front office went in the draft this past spring. And I think as much as everybody's on Indianapolis, and look, I get it. I understand why. But I like Tennessee. And I've got Indianapolis coming in second. I wouldn't be surprised if they won a division, but I think Tennessee got close, and they got a taste of what it meant to compete at that high level come playoff time. And I think that club is looking to take the next step and take control of that division, and they should. You know, the Houston Texans have imploded with the horrendous Bill O'Brien trades that he's made over this offseason. And obviously his tenure in Houston is not long for this world, as you would say. But I'm going to go with Tennessee to win it, and I'm going to go with Indianapolis to come out as a wild card team.
Oh, now you're skipping ahead.
Oh, my bad. So are we going to do wild cards later?
Yeah, we'll do them after we do the we'll do them after we do the divisions. I'm with you here. I also am going to Tennessee. So far we're in complete agreement. We have Buffalo, Baltimore, and Tennessee. You know, Tennessee again had the best point differential in this division last year. They were at like plus 70 something, and I thought they got better as the year went on. You know, as you said, they play in their coach's image, Vrabel. Ryan Tannehill is back for another year. He finally has nobody over his shoulder. He got paid. I think he's feeling good, confident, the best he's ever felt. And nobody had an answer for Derrick Henry in the second half of last season. And I'm not sure they do now. I mean, you know, defenses have gotten smaller to play in space, and Tennessee's playing a different game. So I like Tennessee as well in this division. I think it's going to be a very competitive division. I don't think anyone's going to run away with it. And Phillip Rivers, listen, maybe for the first time in his career, he's going to have truly elite protection. So
yeah,
that's exactly what he needs. And who knows, maybe that's enough, because that team's offensive line is certainly elite. And look, you talk about better organizations, some of the best organizations in football. I like what Ballard and the Colts are doing. I think they know what they're doing. And I think Baltimore does. I think Tennessee does. And that brings us back to the Houston question again, which we'll examine on the other side. But so far, complete agreement. We both have Buffalo in the AFC East, both have Baltimore in the AFC North, and both have the Tennessee Titans in the AFC South. We'll get to the AFC West and more on the other side. Walt Tipula, Road Rage, joined by Josh Phillips. We'll be right back.
Metal Depots is your leading supplier of metal building and roof and wall components with superior quality and competitive prices. With all the storms that are affecting the Carolinas, we are here to help you with any repairs that you might need. We also offer our services to the general public. Stop by 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont or give us a call at 864-295-0506. Metal Depots is here to assist you.
Edwards Auto Sales has been here for you through these trying times. June brings 0% financing for up to 72 months on most 2020 models. 2019 Ford F-150s continue at 0% for 84 months. If you are tired of chasing huge advertised discounts and prices you cannot qualify for, look to Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, a family-owned Ford dealer for over 57 years. Straight pricing, fair trade appraisals, no dealer or dock fees. Stop by and save today. Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, or shop online at edwardsautosales.net.
That's the sound of disinfecting in your business and workplace. It's the sound of EnviroShield being applied by JanPro of the Western Carolinas to make your business safe and clean for your customers and your employees. Like never before, it's vitally important to have your business cleaned thoroughly with a CDC-approved, hospital-grade, broad-spectrum disinfectant like EnviroShield. This electrostatic spray uses a series of different spray models for specific areas and applications in your business. It's one of the most advanced and efficient disinfectants available anywhere. And JanPro of the Western Carolinas can bring it into your business. For a simple evaluation, call JanPro of the Western Carolinas, 864-458-3053. Get your business clean for your customers and your employees. Be prepared. Gain knowledge. Move forward with JanPro of the Western Carolinas.
Joe's New York Pizza is open Tuesday through Sunday. They thank you for your support and look forward to seeing you in either the Seneca or Clemson location soon. Check out the great daily specials Joe's has waiting for you on their Facebook page, like buy one, get one pizza on Tuesdays, a large pizza and 10 wings for only $20 Wednesdays.
and free meatballs with any pasta entree on Thursdays. It's all about the sauce. And most importantly, it's all about you, the loyal Joe's New York Pizza customers. Thank you for your support.
Getting to your Zen place is what Purple Haze is all about. With locations in Clemson and Williamston, they've been selected as the best place for piercing in the upstate. Purple Haze features body jewelry along with sage and crystals to bring your living space into perfect harmony. With the largest selection of glassware, Purple Haze in Clemson now offers tooth gems and piercings. Whatever it is, that girl will put a spell on you. Purple Haze, Tiger Boulevard in Clemson. Anderson Drive, Williamston.
Sock'em Dog Brewing and Gastro Pub, Oconee's newest full-service restaurant with a view. Named after Sock'em Dog Rapids on the Chattooga River, Sock'em Dog infuses great food with local brews and killer views. Take advantage of their full patio, inside seating, and bar seating while following state guidelines to keep you safe. Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Pair their signature craft beers with their mouth-watering burgers, wings, and flatbreads at Sock'em Dog, located at 1308 Falcons Drive in Walhalla, or visit their Facebook page for events.
Clemson Marina is getting families into new boats right now with 2021 Veranda Luxury Pontoons powered by Yamaha Outboards, Monterey Sports Boats, and Triton and Express Fishing Boats. Schedule a service appointment online and our certified techs will keep your boat running smoothly. We also offer daily and weekly boat rentals, on-the-water dining at the Grill, and a hassle-free boating alternative at Freedom Boat Club. Clemson Marina, your authorized Veranda, Express Monterey, Triton, and Yamaha Motor Dealer.
Your Total Wine & More store is ready to serve you with our always low prices on an incredible 8,000 wines, 3,000 spirits, and 2,500 beers. Want it today? Try our contactless curbside pickup available for wine and beer at TotalWine.com. Whether you're mixing up a new cocktail or pouring a glass to enjoy an evening on the deck, Total Wine & More has you covered. Visit our Greenville store or TotalWine.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a language today. That's Babbel.com.
More live local sports than cars on Woodruff Road. You're listening to The Roar.
Yeah, the Sam Cooke Friday, a Road Rage Conversation Friday, and I'm joined by my friend, Coach Josh Phillips, and we are talking the AFC right now. All right, Josh, let's get back at this, because I can see where this is going from a time standpoint. AFC West. AFC West. We're everybody with a brain's going the Chiefs, right? We're going the Chiefs. Is that it? I'm going Chiefs.
Yep, Kansas City. Next. As Mike Ditka said, remember that great Mike Ditka quote, next.
Yeah.
What do you care? Next.
You know what, Josh? This is how effective Road Rage is as an operation. Because watch the magic I'm going to demonstrate right now. Ramona? Come on, man. I set you up. I thought we were good to go. I thought you were right there with it, right there on that button. Let's go. You got it? We'll see. Oh, okay. She needs a minute to find it. But it's funny that you mentioned that, Josh, because we have that clip. In fact, I sort of plan on playing that as part of the rants that I have. I plan on playing that in the last few days and haven't got to it. But Ditka, after a loss, is being interviewed by all these guys. Okay, here it is. Here it is. Here it is.
What do you want to know? Come on. Or I'm going to go in now. So if you don't... What? Doesn't matter which one run. There'll be a quarterback that'll be named next week that'll be the starter. There's three quarterbacks on this football team. Whichever one starts. Whichever ones don't, we'll back him up. Period. Cut and dry. It's nobody's concern but ours. Nobody's. Next.
Injuries from the game.
Talk to the trainer. Next.
Mike, why are you in such a bad mood?
What do you care? Okay. You were 2-7, you'd be in a bad mood, too. Cut next.
Mike, is this more like a training camp type practice as opposed to a regular season?
Yes. Next. Not very much fun, is it? No?
Not at all.
All right. I'll see you guys.
that was short and sweet and true Ditka. You know, we had him on the show, too. He's been on the show. Ditka's been on our show.
He was nice.
Yeah, he was nice. He was nice. Wasn't he calling us from his restaurant or something?
I think
that
he
night?
Was in the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I think so. All right, Josh, we're going to the Chiefs. Any other signs of life there? I see some signs of life in that division. I do.
Yeah, I know you're not going to like this, but I think there's something cooking in the desert with the Raiders. I like some of the moves that they made. They finally got a vertical threat in this past draft, which Gruden needs for that offense. Denver has made some pretty good moves with the draft that they just had. The Chargers, you know what? I keep going back and forth with the Chargers. There's some people, you know, when I was preparing for the show, they've got the Chargers fifth in the AFC come playoff time. I'm not ready to put the Chargers after going 5-11. I love their defensive front. There's no question that defensive line is elite. But the jury's still out with me with this offense. And they've got to prove to me that they can actually score with the elite offenses of the AFCs, with the Baltimore Ravens, with the Kansas City Chiefs. You've got to be able to do that. So until they show they can, I'm not buying the Chargers.
No, I'm not either. I think you're 2 years away and Justin Herbert as the starter away. Before the Chargers begin to climb back, as you say, they have the defensive personnel, but they don't have the quarterback situation right now to be able to compete. I do like the Raiders. I think the Raiders have made they've made some good picks, they've made some bad picks, but they've had a lot of picks, and I think they've gotten better in that regard. And as you say, now with Ruggs to take the top off, he'll help them, and help all that underneath stuff. And Derek Carr completed 70% of his throws for over 4,000 yards last year. I realize it was a little bit dink and dunk, but they had no weapons. I mean, they needed more weapons, and now they have them. So, yeah, I think the Raiders are going to be a factor, Josh, and I'm higher on Denver. I think Denver – came away with exactly the wide receiver they wanted in the draft.
Yep.
I think he's a perfect complement to Sutton. And I am very high on Drew Lock. I think Drew Lock has some Marino in him. I he has an incredibly live arm. And so I think they have something going on there, but I don't think any of them are ready to threaten Kansas City. All right, Josh. We have the same four division winners, remarkably enough. We have Buffalo, Baltimore, the Titans, and the Chiefs. Okay, I assume we're going to create some difference somewhere here. Give me your three wild cards, or you give me one, and I'll give you one.
I'll stay within the AFC West. I'm going to go with the Oakland Raiders. I think they make the playoffs. Probably as the eighth seed, but I'll go with Oakland as my first wild card pick.
All right, I'm going to go Houston, and I think it's because I'm interested to see these moves play out for O'Brien. I think they're trying to reinvent themselves and take some of the pressure off Deshaun Watson, trying to keep him from holding the ball as long. And I think they're trying to move towards the short passing game instead of trying to make everything a vertical throw and let Deshaun extend plays where he's taking all these hits and now you don't have the number one target. But I think they made a lot of interesting additions, and I'm curious to see what it will look like. If it works, O'Brien might wind up being hailed as a genius when everyone was so quick to criticize him. I'm going to wait on it, but my bottom line is this. It's a quarterback league. I still think Deshaun Watson is good enough to get Houston to the playoffs. I don't think they're going to be elite, but I think they could win 9 games, best case scenario, 10 games. And with 3 wild card teams, I think Deshaun Watson squeezes into the playoffs based on his ability. All right, so that's my Houston to your Raiders. All right, give me your next wild card team.
I'm going to go with the Indianapolis Colts. I'm going to take them over the out of the South over Houston for one reason and one reason only. I love Deshaun Watson, and he's in the top 3 great quarterbacks in the league right now. The problem I have with Houston and why I ended up putting Indianapolis over them is I think Bill O'Brien has lost that locker room. I don't think these players are going to play for him. I don't believe they believe he knows what he's doing. I mean, that DeAndre Hopkins trade to this day absolutely defies all logic. There were other moves that he had made that everybody kind of was tongue in cheek, but that DeAndre Hopkins trade, I think was the nail in his coffin with his players. They're good enough, like you said, from a roster standpoint, they're good enough to make the playoffs. I just don't think this team is going to play for them. If they do, it's going to be because of Deshaun Watson and his leadership ability and his ability to galvanize that locker room and be like, hey, guys, forget about the coach. Let us go out and play. So that's what made me decide to put Indianapolis into that second spot for me in the wild card.
Yeah, I want to see it play out. I get your point. I'm not sure about that. I think Deshaun and Bill O'Brien maybe have a somewhat better relationship than people think, although I do think that the trade of New Copkins certainly tested that. But let's remember, they did bring in Brandon Cooks, who's a 1,000-yard receiver every year. They have Will Fuller if he's healthy. They brought in Randall Cobb, who I think is a good addition. They have Kenny Stills and Kiki Kuti. You know, so they have now about 5 or 6 guys in that receiving core, so it won't be so one-player centric. And they brought in David Johnson, who, when he was healthy, was maybe the most versatile running back in the National Football League, and he certainly gives Deshaun an outlet, a pressure release point that he did not have before. So I want to see it play out. I'm interested to see it. You know, O'Brien certainly is he's going to sink or swim on this deal. I mean, if this does not work, all of the criticism about getting rid of Nuke is all going to come to the forefront again, and he'll be out at the end of the year. But I'm still interested to see it because I do think they have – maybe more of an interesting mix at receiver. They don't have that superstar, but they have maybe more of an interesting mix now, especially when you add in David Johnson out of the backfield. So we'll see. All right, next wild card. I got to give you mine.
Go ahead.
I got to give you mine.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm going the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that, again, they had a positive differential last year. And that's without Ben Roethlisberger. I think You really saw that coaching staff excel last year under a difficult circumstance. I think getting Roethlisberger back is obviously significant, and I just believe in the quarterback. So I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers here. I think they have a championship pedigree, a championship quarterback, championship level coaching. So I'm going to go with the Steelers to claim one of those wild card spots. I thought about the Cleveland Browns long and hard, but I just couldn't do it. I don't trust them enough yet. I don't trust that whole mix and situation yet. I think they're heading in the right direction, but I don't trust it yet. All right, Josh, one more wild card, and I think we probably have the same final wild card.
Well, as Lee Corso would say, not so fast, my friend. I'm going to go with a
really
wild card, Walt. And I understand why you went with Pittsburgh, but this is more of, you know what? I just got a feeling. I'm going to go with the New York Jets. I like the Jets to make the playoffs this year.
Wow. Well, hey, look, they upgraded that offensive line and that receiving core, you know, and they promised Sam Darnold's parents that they do that, and they did.
Yeah, I love the fact that, you know, Le'Veon Bell is there, although he's a little older. I love Chris Herndon in that tight end slot. I love what they did on the offensive line. Sam Darnold, I think, is really starting to understand what it means to be an NFL type quarterback. I think the defensive front is going to be underrated. I like Quinnen Williams at that defensive end spot. C.J. Mosley coming back at that inside linebacker spot. They're going to be stout up the middle of that defense. And, obviously the biggest question is, what are they going to do with the loss of Jamal Adams? And that's legitimate. But I think I'm leaning more on what they've done from an offensive standpoint to get them into the playoffs. And I'm going to go with the New York Jets as the eighth.
I don't know that they're going to lose Adam unless that happened today, because, suddenly, you've got your defensive coordinator is saying, hey, man, he's a star. We need to pay him and that kind of stuff. So we'll see. Greg Williams. So we'll see. I understand that, Josh. And I think the Jets are getting better. I agree with that. But I'm taking the Patriots. I'm taking the Patriots as the other wild card. I don't think they're going to fall apart, because I think there's way too much ability on that defense. I think that secondary as a whole is the best in football. They added a fullback, which they needed because they just couldn't block anybody last year. And they'll have Wynn healthy at tackle, which should help the run game. I think they've upgraded their offensive line a little, and they've actually added a couple decent tight end options, I thought, mid-draft. So I think, and N'Keal Harry will be an improved player this year. I still can't go against the Patriots. I can't think that the Patriots are just going to drop out of this entirely. I still think they're a wild card team. All right, so there you have it. We had some separation in the wild cards. In fact, we didn't have any of the same wild cards. We had all the same division winners, but three different wild cards. You had the Raiders, the Jets, and Indy, and I have New England, Pittsburgh, and Houston. All right, that wraps up the AFC. We're not going to go further than this today. We're just giving you the seven, and we'll go beyond this a week from now. All right, when we come back, we'll get to the NFC. Walt Tuchel, Road Rage, joined by Josh Phillips. We'll be right back.
Hey, Tiger fans, it's Mark Childress. Want more content featuring some of Clemson football's best moments? Tune in to WSPA Channel 7 each Saturday night at 7:30 between June 6th and August 22nd for a brand new show called Clemson's Greatest Games. I'll be your host, and I've invited your favorite former Clemson players and other members of the Clemson family to share memorable stories, stats, and more while we relive Clemson's Greatest Games. That's Clemson's Greatest Games, airing in the Upstate on WSPA Channel 7, Saturday nights at 7:30.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley invites you to stop by and check out all the new Yokohama Geolander and Advan Series tires. From May 15th to July 5th, buy a set of four select Yokohama Geolander or Advan tires and you could receive up to a $70 Visa prepaid card or Visa virtual account. Call Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley at 859-1361 or see them online at stscnow.com. Yokohama Geolander or Advan Series tires from Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley.
Are you in constant battle with mosquitoes outside your house? Well, stop smacking yourself in the face and call Mosquito Joe. Whether it's playing ball with the kids or cooking out with friends, Mosquito Joe treatments allow you to enjoy your yard without the nuisance of pesky mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. No more itching and scratching, and no more wasting time on smelly products that don't work. Visit MosquitoJoe.com or call 864-777-7132 for more information and your $39 first treatment. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again.
It's a great time to get in a new 2020 F-150 from George Coleman Ford. This crew cab edition features SDX appearance package, 20-inch aluminum wheels, reverse sensing, and rear camera, along with SYNC 3 and 2.7-liter engine. Just $35,587 plus tax and tag at George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest. You never pay any hidden fees. Another reason why their customer service ratings are the highest around. Get your 2020 F-150 today at George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest. Includes $4,500 rebate, plus finance with Ford Motor Credit. Offer expires July 6, 2020.
The Blue Heron Restaurant, located in historic downtown Pendleton, is open for business. Offering dine-in service, enjoy your favorite menu items or that bottle of wine you've been craving. Char-grilled filet mignon, sushi, crab cakes, chicken wings, amaretto cheesecake, and so much more. Are you hungry yet? If you're not quite ready to dine in, call in a curbside order for pickup. To place your to-go order, call 864-653-3354 or 864-653-3364. Visit the Blue Heron on Facebook and Instagram for specials and updates.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and the showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger. Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Listen live anywhere in the world on WCCPFM.com. We are the Roar.
I love a Saturday night, but I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I've seen a lot of girls.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We'll get back through our conversation with Josh Phillips in a minute. We're talking National Football League and projecting the playoff spots. Let me tell you about First Home Equity Loans. My guy Todd Glassman, vet, great guy. Look, at First Home Equity Loans, they never underdeliver. They're the people's mortgage company. That's why they were voted the best mortgage company in the upstate. Todd and a staff of 18 have been at it 3 years. They're mortgage advisors. Every single loan is catered to you. 80% of their business comes from referrals. Trust me, go see them. I don't care what type of mortgage you're interested in. Todd has the answers. 802 Lawrence Road in Greenville. You go to a bank at 501, your business is over because their business is over. You deal with First Home Equity Loans, your business is over when it's over. And look, they keep the overhead low. They offer many more mortgage programs than the banks do. First-time homebuyers, self-employed, investment properties, refinancing, debt consolidation. They can lower your payments. They can lower your rates. Trust me when I tell you, call Todd and staff, 864-438-4550, 864-438-4550 for first home equity loans. You will thank me later. All right, let me get back to Josh and get back to this conversation. As usual, Josh, we're trailing badly on the clock. All right, Josh, I'm gonna help you out right off the start. Yeah, I'm gonna help you out. Yeah, we're gonna have to revisit some of this stuff the next episode, but we'll at least give you the picks today, and then we'll talk more about them in depth the next time. But I'm gonna help you out here, Josh, right off the start. I'm picking Dallas in the NFC East.
Couldn't agree more. Dallas Cowboys.
You know, again, I think that, you know, first of all, you're smart enough when a great receiver falls to you to take him, and arguably the best receiver in the draft, and already you were a team that had all sorts of weapons. You know, unless Zeke Elliott is locked in a legal battle. Did you see that deal today? I was going to retweet and I thought I'd save it for the show. Check this out. Because this is not being widely reported, I don't think, but maybe it is. Maybe I just didn't see it. But Zeke Elliott has some woman clean his pool when he's not there, I guess. And she allegedly was over cleaning his pool when his three dogs mauled her. And a Rottweiler and two pit bulls. And there are four photos of her. Now, the one on her leg, you know, I mean, she could have bumped into something with that one. The wounds on her arm, hey, that's not pretty. That's going to cost you some money. Oh. She's looking for $200,000 to $1 million. And I think, you know, and Zeke Elliott and his people are saying, no, we're not. We're going to fight this. You fight all you want. If she's on your property doing your bidding, in other words, working for you, and your dog's attacker, you're paying. I mean, I don't think there's any way around that. He's going to wind up paying in that, whether he likes it or not. But they're loaded. I think Dallas is loaded. I think they have lots of talent. I think it's a good football team. You know, and we'll see what happens. We'll assume Dak gets back at some point. All right. I'm buying that. Go ahead.
If Zeke needs some money, he can ask Dak for a loan because he just got a bunch of it.
That's right. All right. I'm going Dallas in the East. In the North, Josh, go ahead.
Tough here because of the way the draft went, and, you know, we saw the diva that is Aaron Rodgers rear his ugly head over the Love pick with his organization. I still think they're the class of the NFC North. I'm going with Green Bay.
Okay, here's my first change of heart. I'm probably going to hate myself later for this, but I'm going Kirk Cousins. I'm going the fighting Kirk Cousins in Minnesota to win this division for several reasons. One, I did not believe in Green Bay all last year. I did not think they were a legit contender. I thought they played over their heads. I really thought they were like a 9-win football team that somehow lucked their way into 13 wins. And I think that showed in the playoffs. You know, their point differential was only like 60. Minnesota's was actually like 100. And I actually think Minnesota's a better team. And I like what Minnesota did in the draft. I think they really helped themselves. I do not trust Kirk Cousins. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers looked like he might be showing the first signs of decline last year as well. And I just don't think Green Bay did a lot in the draft that to give him extra weapons because they had to draft his replacement. I'm all on board with that. But this is a switch I made. I just don't really believe in the Packers. And I think this division is going to be much tighter this year. I think the Bears are going to be better. I think the Lions are going to be better. I'm taking the Vikings. to the NFC South, Josh?
The NFC South might be the most competitive division outside of the NFC West. I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think the Bucs win this division. I think, you know, the last time we saw a Hall of Fame quarterback of the stature of Tom Brady make a move like this, it's when Joe Montana went to the Kansas City Chiefs, and that next year took the Kansas City Chiefs to the AFC Championship, in which they lost. I think Tampa Bay is going to have the same type of resurgence. I love Bruce Arians. I think him and Tom Brady is a match made in heaven. I think Brady is going to be rejuvenated. I think he's going to get his youth back. And they always say a tiger is his most dangerous at the end of his life. And I think Tom Brady may put together one of his best years this year before he goes out in retirement. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay.
I am too. And I like New Orleans' personnel, but in thinking about this more today and watching Brady work with his guys and not being concerned about the NFLPA guidance, and I think there are real signs, and Gronkowski's in great shape, and there's obviously significant talent at receiver with Godwin and Evans. Evans is working out with Brady now for the last few days for the first time. I think that Brady has real weapons, and the other thing is, you know, I think this defense has some parts. I don't think they played to their full potential, but some of it's that they have young guys. But Devin White, an inside linebacker, is a monster.
A monster.
An absolute,
yes, he is.
Right, a monster. And Levante David is a good player. And up front, you know, Vita Vea emerged last year as maybe as dominant a nose tackle as the game has. And, you know, and Dominique Sue's playing next to him. You know, I think this team is way better than they looked under Jameis Winston, because Winston just kept giving the ball away, and Brady is not going to give the ball away. I think Brady's going to have a huge year. And when I looked at their schedule versus the Saints, and the other part of it, Josh, is I think Breeze is fading. Breeze completed one pass in the air of 30 yards or more last year. One. With Michael Thomas at receiver. I mean, they had to take him out to throw the ball vertically. They had to put a substitute in. Taysom Hill. I still think the Saints are a good team. I'm going Tampa in the division. All right, in the West, Josh.
The San Francisco 49ers close. I think Seattle last year was a anomaly. Can you believe this? The one stadium that everybody hates going to play to, Seattle was only 4-4 at home last year. I don't think that holds true. I think they're better than that at home this year. Maybe 6-2, maybe even 7-1. I wouldn't be surprised if Seattle won it, but I'm going to go with the 49ers because I believe in what John Lynch did, and I love the way he handled this past draft, and I love what he did with this offense. Now, of course, it all depends on Deebo Samuel and whether he's healthy or not. If he is, give me San Francisco. If he misses the year, though, Walt, Seattle will win the division.
I'm taking San Francisco, too, Josh. But, you know, I will say this. The history of teams that lose the Super Bowl the following year, not good. Not good at all. And we've seen them fall apart. The Rams were one of them. The Rams in that same division lost the Super Bowl and fell apart. You know, and I do believe, though, in this team's coaching. I believe in Shanahan. I believe in Lynch in front office capacity. So I think there's stability there. I don't believe in Garoppolo. I've made that clear a million times. And the Deebo Samuel thing does concern me, but I still think this team is so physically dominant. And George Kittle is just a beast. So I think that I think they have to be the favorite. I'm not as in love with Seattle as you are. I like Russell Wilson. I view Seattle like I viewed Green Bay. I don't really know how either of those teams won 11, 13 games as respectively. I think Seattle scored like 7 more points than they allowed or something like that. I just think they're all about Russell Wilson. I don't know that there's enough good players on that team anymore. I'm telling you, beware Arizona, because they are coming.
Agreed.
Kyler Murray, and now he's got new Hopkins. They still have some defensive things to clear up, but make no mistake about it, they are coming. And, I don't really trust the Rams at this point either. So I had to give that division to the 49ers. All right, Josh, we'll talk more about this next week, but who are your 3 wildcard teams?
Give me the Vikings out of the NFC North. Give me the Falcons and the Saints. I think the NFC South gets 3 teams
in.
I don't think the NFC East, only gets 1. I'm not buying the Eagles this year. But the NFC South, give me 3 out of that one. So I'll take New Orleans, and I'll take the Falcons, and I'll take Minnesota as my 3 wild card teams.
All right. Well, I'm taking the Saints as well, and I think they'll have a really good record, but I think it may be more like 11-5 this year, something of that sort. I'm taking the Saints. I'm taking Green Bay, although I have my doubts. I do not like the start of that Green Bay schedule, and I don't like the feel of Green Bay right now, and I just don't.
Yep.
I don't think they were a 13-win team last year, and when I look at those first 5 or 6 games, they could be like 2-3 or 2-4 out of the gate, which concerns me, but I'm still going to take them. It's sort of a default process, and I am going to take Philly. I think there's enough talent on Philly. I think Carson Wentz, assuming he can stay healthy, can still take advantage of his ability. Look, Wentz is a talented guy. I mean, there's no question about his talent. The only question is, can he stay healthy? And that's a legitimate question. So I'm going to go Philly, Green Bay, and the Saints. And you went the Saints, the Vikings, and the Falcons.
And the Falcons.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, look, people here will like that. And I looked at the Falcons, seriously considered them, and then I thought, but Matt Ryan's still the quarterback. And I said, no. All right. Josh Phillips, thank you for joining us. Josh, great conversation as always.
You.
We'll take a quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios. WCCP 105.5. Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT 1560 Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. The upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans. Have you heard that Lakeside Lodge Clemson is officially open? Lakeside Lodge is a one-of-a-kind condo hotel with the best resort amenities and unbelievable views of both Lake Hartwell and Death Valley. Whether you're looking for an upscale short-term stay or you're in the market for a none of the stress but all of the comforts of condo ownership, Lakeside Lodge is the perfect place for you. To find out more, go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Papa John's Pizza in Clemson is open after our remodeling, and we're excited to be satisfying our loyal, longtime customers with delicious pizzas, papadillas, and other menu items. I'm Ron, your Clemson Papa John's manager, thanking you for supporting our other local locations while remodeling to bring you improvements like a bigger kitchen, walk-up window. Download our app, find us at papajohns.com, or call us at 653-7272, and we'll have a hot Papa John's pizza to you before you know it. Papa John's, we'll see you soon.
The Blue Heron Restaurant, located in historic downtown Pendleton, is open for business, offering dine-in service. Enjoy your favorite menu items or that bottle of wine you've been craving. Char-grilled filet mignon, sushi, crab cakes, chicken wings, amaretto cheesecake, and so much more. Are you hungry yet? If you're not quite ready to dine in, call in a curbside order for pickup. To place your to-go order, call 864-653-3354 or 864-653-3364. Visit the Blue Heron on Facebook and Instagram
Instagram for specials and updates.
Clemson Marina is getting families into new boats right now with 2021 Veranda Luxury Pontoons powered by Yamaha Outboards, Monterey Sports Boats, and Triton and Express Fishing Boats. Schedule a service appointment online and our certified techs will keep your boat running smoothly. We also offer daily and weekly boat rentals, on-the-water dining at the Grill, and a hassle-free boating alternative at Freedom Boat Club. Clemson Marina, your authorized Veranda, Express Monterey, Triton, and Yamaha Motor Dealer.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zack's Fireworks. Big Zack's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted fireworks packages starting at just $19.99. Big Zack's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85, exit 27, or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th!